Merlin and said, "I broke my sword during the fight with Sir Pellinore and King because of the sword." Es que no me surge lo de
sword.
Continúo desde
la doble B, olvida tanto la doble B. Sword.
Sir Pellinore. I'm king because of the sword. I must have another sword. Come with me, then, Sir Merlin. Arthur followed Merlin to a lake of clean water. At the middle of the lake, Arthur saw an arm. The arm was holding a sword in a beautiful scabbard. Look, said Merlin. That is the sword, and that is the lady of the lake. Ask kindly, and the sword is yours. Arthur saw a beautiful lady in the boat on the lake. He asked, "Here, can I have that sword?"
The sword in the stone. Each nobleman tried to pull the sword out of the stone. No one was able to do it. On New Year's Day, the sword was still in the stone. Arthur was there with Sir Ector. Arthur pulled the sword out of the stone without difficulty. This was the thing from God. All the noblemen were surprised. He was the new king of Britain. Sir Ector said, "Arthur, you are now the king of Britain." Arthur said, "Father, I don't want to leave you." Sir Ector said, "I am not your real father. I don't know who you are. The magician Merlin brought you to us when you were born. I raised you like a son, and I love you. Now you are a king. God wants you to lead Britain. You must go and do your duty." Merlin said to the nobleman, "This is King Arthur's son, and he is our new king." Young Arthur first became a knight. Then he became king of Britain.
Mira, escolta. Mira, veu.
Of Canterbury and said one, "Call all the noblemen of the kingdom. Tell them to meet at the great church in London on Christmas Day. There, God will show us the new king." On Christmas Day, all the noblemen were in the great church. Outside the church, there was a big stone with a sword in it. This was written on the stone: "He who pulls the sword out of the stone is the true king of Britain."
Okay.
A lot of enemies tried to invade Britain. The Saxons, the Jutes, the Picts, and others. A big army of Saxons attacked King Leo the Grand in his castle. He was the king of Cameliard. Young King Arthur and his knights fought against the Saxons and won. King Leo the Grand was very thankful to Arthur. He invited him and his knights to a royal banquet. At the banquet, Arthur met the king's daughter, Princess Guinevere. Guinevere was young and very beautiful. Arthur fell in love with her. He wants to marry her. Merly wasn't happy with Arthur's choice. Excalibur. Arthur rode away with Merlin and said, "I broke my sword during the fight with Sir Pellinore. I am a king because of that sword. I must have another sword." "Come with me then," said Merlin. Arthur followed Merlin to a lake of clean water. In the middle of the lake, Arthur saw an arm. The arm was holding a sword in a beautiful scabbard. "Look," said Merlin. "That is a sword, and that is the lady of the lake. Ask her kindly, and the sword is yours." Arthur saw a beautiful lady in a boat on the lake.
Yeah. Com ho sé.
Tu saps tot?
Sí, si m'ho preguntes, no sé, perquè, o sigui, no estic ni molt...
Okay, then?
young Arthur. In the year 493, Arthur Pendragon became king of Britain. He had a counselor named Merlin. Merlin was also a magician. When King Arthur's son Arthur was born, Merlin said, "Your son must grow up away from the court. It is safer." Merlin gave the baby son to Sir Ector and his wife. They raised him well. When King Arthur died in 409, Britain had no king. The country had many problems. Merlin went to Archbishop of Canterbury and said, "Britain must have a king. We must find one. Call all the noblemen of the kingdom."
She answered, "Yes, you can have it. Take my boat and go and get it." Arthur and Merlin went to the middle of the lake. There, Arthur took the sword. He was very interested in it. He took the sword out of the scabbard and looked at it. It was a beautiful sword with jewels on it. "Look, Merlin," he said. "The word Excalibur is written on it." "Yes, Excalibur is the greatest sword in the world, but its scabbard is more precious." "Why?" asked Arthur. "It has a great magic power," said Merlin. "When you wear it, you never bleed, even if you are wounded. When you fight, you must always have the scabbard with you."
I la Noura, no hi és?
I la Noura, ostres, quina pena.
Em quedaràs?
Bueno, només perquè us vull que us sentiu.
No, jo no em vull sentir.
No, si no passa res.
És més horrenda.
Arthur Roth, away with Merlin, and Sai. "I broke my sword during the fight with Sir Pellinor. I am king because of that sword. I must have another sword. Come with me," said Merlin. Arthur followed Merlin to a lake of clean water. In the middle of the lake, Arthur saw an arm. The arm was holding a sword in a beautiful scabbard. "Look," said Merlin. That is the sword, and that is the lady of the lake. Ask her kindly, and the sword is yours." Arthur saw a beautiful lady and in a boat of the lake.
Arthur rode away with Merlin and said, "I broke my sword during the fight with Sir Pellinor. I am king because of that sword. I must have another sword." "Come with me then," said Merlin. Arthur followed with Merlin to a lake of the clear water. In the middle of the lake, Arthur swung an arrow. The arm was holding a sword in a beautiful scabbard. "Look," said Merlin. "That is the sword, and that is the lady of the lake. Ask her kindly, and the sword is yours." Arthur saw a beautiful lady in a boat on the lake. He asked her, "Can I have that sword?" She answered, "Yes, can I have it? Can I have it? Take my boat and go and get it." Arthur and Merlin went to the middle of the lake. There Arthur took the sword. He was very interested in it. He took the sword out of the scabbard and looked at it. It was a beautiful sword with jewels on it. "Look, Merlin," he said. "The sword Excalibur is written on it." "Yes, Excalibur is the greatest sword in the world, but its scabbard is more precious." "Why?" asked Arthur. "It has a great magic power," said Merlin. "When you wear it, you never bleed, ever if you are wounded. When you fight, you must always have..."
Maria, has de triar un llibre.
The Five Kings. King Arthur and Queen Guinevere were very happy together. The people loved their beautiful queen. Not long after their marriage, there was another invasion of Britain. The King of Ireland, the King of Denmark, and their other kings joined together.